From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a new life for President Bush's Social Security initiative. But first to Iraq, where more explosions took place today, bringing the five-day death toll to more than 120 people. Also, a new video showing a kidnapped Westerner begging for his life emerged over the weekend. This time, the hostage is an Australian with ties to the U.S. Joining me now is Carol Murphy, reporting from Baghdad for The Washington Post. And first, Carol, tell us about these explosions.
Well, ever since the government was announced last Thursday, the insurgents have upped their activity, particularly in the capital. And there's been more than 120 people killed in the last 4 days. You know, most of the victims of these bombings are civilians or just the ordinary policemen on his beat. But they appear designed to try to intimidate the new government, and particularly because the new government has not yet reached a full agreement with the Sunni minority. You know, the question of the day is whether the Prime Minister, Ibrahim Jaafari, can come to some agreement with the Sunni minority over which positions they'll hold in the cabinet that will make everybody happy. Right now, the Sunnis who are negotiating with him have threatened that they will not participate in the cabinet swearing-in, which is supposed to take place on Tuesday, unless he accepts their candidate for the Ministry of Defense.
And tell us about the latest kidnap victim. Who is he?
His name is Donald Woods. He's an Australian, but he's been living in California. We don't know how or when he was kidnapped. But yesterday, a videotape of him appearing obviously very distraught and begging for the Western forces, including the United States, Britain, and his country, Australia, to withdraw their troops from Iraq. Obviously, it's unlikely that that demand's going to be met. So things look very, very difficult. There's also still an American contractor who is working on a water project. He was kidnapped about 2 weeks ago. He also appeared on one videotape, and we have not heard any more from him since.
I understand there are also several Romanian journalists kidnapped as well.
That's right. There are three Romanian journalists who were kidnapped about a month ago after having interviewed the interim Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi.
There was a report in the newspaper today that one of the car bombings that actually didn't go off, the alleged perpetrator, was himself being pressured to undertake this car bombing because his relatives had been kidnapped.
The American military put out a statement saying that a car bomber who tried to attack the gate of one of their bases didn't succeed because the bomb didn't detonate properly, but the car did catch on fire. The American soldiers rescued him, took him to the hospital, and he has told them that, his family had been kidnapped and he was doing this attempted bombing to save their lives. Some Iraqis say he's just probably trying to save his own neck.
So this isn't seen by the Americans as a new tactic by the insurgents?
Oh, definitely. The American military believes him, according to the statement, because the statement said that the insurgent leaders now are having to pressure people into committing acts like this by kidnapping their families. However, I'm a journalist, and I still don't know whether that's accurate or not until I talk to the person myself.
Carol Murphy is a reporter for The Washington Post, and she joined us from Baghdad. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.